How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator and my friend Craig Thomas.
Follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Some big news for you this morning. Weeze, I don't know if you're ready for this jelly, but the sexiest man alive has been announced. It is Jim from The Office, sexiest man alive, actor, writer, director. I know he's done so much more since Jim from The Office, but that's who he is to me. Also, Jack Ryan, too. Apparently did Quiet Place. Who knows? Anyhow, he takes the mantle from Patrick Dempsey. That was last year's honoree. Krasinski telling people that his immediate reaction was to, first off, immediately black out. Second, he simply assumed he was being pranked or punked. Huh. Did not believe this was a real thing. His wife, Emily Blunt, said they're going to wallpaper the entire house with the issue of Sexiest Man Alive. Jim from The Office, congratulations. TMZ reporting some break-ins at the homes of some NFL stars. Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce.
Wow. I thought
both
Kelce...
their mansions.
Really?
Both their mansions burglarized only hours apart. This happened last month, so just getting the news now, but this happened at the beginning of October. So the sheriff's office where they live reported the burglary at Mahomes' sprawling estate in Belton, Missouri. It was reported around midnight on October 6th. I think that was a Sunday. Kelce's home broken into the early morning hours of October 7th. Huh. So you could assume it was the same person, people's organization, who knows?
Huh.
Not Bill's Mafia. Police report from the Kelce home burglary says his back door was damaged. $20,000 in cash was taken. It's unclear if anything was taken from Patrick's home.
So Kelce's home.
Who keeps $20,000 around? Listen, his girlfriend's got a sweet tooth. So, you know, probably likes to tip a lot. I think that's his tipping fund.
Oh, okay.
You know, a little cash. Here's a little cash.
All right. Okay.
I don't know because I'm speculating at this point. Police sources say the burglars were likely part of the same ring that has been targeting the area recently. Mahomes has owned his property since 2020, recently finished building his home there. So that was kind of a newish place. As for Kelce, he recently moved into a house in the last few years, paying $6 million for this sweet estate that he lives on. I don't know if you've seen their estates. They're quite nice.
Yeah, I've seen. Yeah.
They're well appointed.
Yeah.
And maybe Travis Thurn's lesson about don't keep so much cash on hand and
20.
Is it just sitting out on the nightstand
or is that what his insurance covers? I don't know.
Who knows? Anyhow, just tell me that both those guys burgled hours apart. This is a grim story at a gym in Indianapolis. Man found deceased in a tanning bed just 3 days after he walked into one of the locations in Indy. So the body of the person found deceased, was found at 9 a.m. Monday, about 4 hours after the place opened. So they opened, a gym opens up, 5 in the morning?
Sure.
Around 9, they look in one of the tanning beds, and there's a guy there. The guy's been missing for days, and they think maybe he walked in 3 days before. So this guy came into the gym on Friday, went in the tanning bed.
Never came out.
Expired. Wow. They don't find him.
You think they clean them and check them every night?
The gym is reviewing their policy and to see who was supposed to do what. A woman who visited the gym said, yes, something does not smell good there in the tanning bed. And anyhow, the sad part is you can try and figure out exactly what took this guy's life. But to be there for that long, not good. Not good. I don't know who's checking the beds over at this particular gym, but maybe more often. Hmm. Haley Welch, remember the name?
Mm-hmm.
Huck to a Girl.
Yeah, she's got her own fake radio show.
Right. Also might have her own boyfriend.
Who?
They believe that she is dating Minnesota Vikings quarterback Sam Darnold. Here's a way to step up.
Sam, come on,
Sam,
man.
Sam and the Huck to a Girl.
Like, okay.
Rumors have been percolating about these two in recent weeks as, for now... She refers to her boyfriend on her podcast as Pookie, but does not refer to him as name. Mm-hmm. If Sam Darnold's boyfriend name is Pookie to the Huck to a Girl,
No, Pookie was before before she became famous. She said after she just said, yeah, she recently met Sam Darnold.
Oh, that's the old one?
Yeah, yeah, Pookie's old one. Yeah.
All right.
He's not, Sam Darnold is not Pookie.
Well, still,
like, can you imagine Sam Darnold going to introduce her to her parents? Hey, mom, dad, this
what's
is
up, Pookie? This is yeah, that's an NFL girl. Quarterback. So if they are dating, I love wins.
I mean, we should ask Josh Allen. He's friends with Sam. They're good friends.
There you go. There's our question for our quarterback interview.
Yeah.
Go Bills. We'll find out when we talk to him. 12th of never. 6:29 is the time. That's it for your news this morning. It's brought to you by Mrs. T's Pierogies.
The Recap Show is an inside look for fans into the world of global soccer, women's sports, and all things gal culture.
From the inside perspective of two World Cup champions and Olympians.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.